3 months after the U.S.-led coalition toppled Saddam Hussein's regime, Saddam Hussein himself is still missing. To date, the U.S. government offered a $25 million reward for information leading to his capture or confirmation that he's dead. The offer of a cash reward comes on a day when 10 American soldiers were wounded in various attacks around the country. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
American officials say Iraqis loyal to Saddam Hussein are behind the attacks. The reward offered today, $25 million and $15 million for information on each of Saddam Hussein's sons, is part of a stepped-up campaign to stop the violence against U.S. troops. Despite hundreds of arrests over the past 2 weeks, the number of attacks remains constant, averaging about 13 a day, says Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the top military commander in Iraq.
There is still a war going on in this country, but there is no crisis. There is no wavering of our commitment. And most importantly, there is no turning back.
But the attackers are getting bolder. In a central Baghdad residential neighborhood, a U.S. military vehicle on patrol at 10 o'clock in the morning was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. One American soldier was wounded. At least two Iraqi civilians were taken to a local hospital with gunshot wounds. The damaged military vehicle was set on fire by an Iraqi mob, who also threw stones and shoes. Meanwhile, in the Iraqi town of Fallujah, 35 miles west of Baghdad, the U.S. military mounted a public relations campaign to convince residents they were not behind an explosion in a mosque that killed 9 people and enraged the town. Fallujah's mayor and some religious leaders held a news conference today. Surrounded by U.S. military personnel, these Iraqi officials said the mosque explosion was the work of outsiders and what they called bad guys who want to turn Iraq against American soldiers. Lieutenant General Sanchez says it is a sign that the town that was a center of resistance against American forces is finally turning around.
Well, I'm here to tell you that over the last month, Fallujah has been a great example of the cooperation that exists in a large part of this country between the Iraqis and the U.S. and coalition forces.
The cooperation is not complete. Some Islamic prayer leaders in Fallujah have called for a holy war against U.S. forces and revenge killings against any Iraqi cooperating with the Americans. After the mosque explosion, U.S. Central Command quickly issued an official statement saying the blast was the result of a bomb-making class, not an attack by a U.S. plane, as some Fallujah residents claimed. But today, a commander in the field disputed the official bomb school explanation because, he said, there has been no investigation yet. A military forensic team is on the way. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.